This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum, and we're in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Millionaire Chess Open. Millionaire Monday is currently in progress, and they're actually fighting it out for the $100,000 prize. Kaoru Nakamura is going to be going into the final, and hopefully there will be a game free of controversy. So I have with me Orrin Hudson, who is in Atlanta, and he is the CEO and founder of Be Someone Incorporated, and he came to the Millionaire Chess Open and actually played in the tournament, and he did rather well. Tell us about your tournament.
Well, I just thank God for you, Daim, because you told me this tournament was made for me, and I showed up because of you. It was a challenge, but they had to move some things around. And I came and I was able to win 5 games and I lost 2. So thank God for you. And the 2 I lost, it were complete blunders. I dropped the rook and dropped the knight. So the 2 games I lost, I could have possibly won. So
you don't get a chance to play much chess. So, but what was your deciding factor? I know I mentioned the tournament to you, but what was the deciding factor for you to come out?
Basically, you said, Orrin, this tournament is made for you. You've got to be here, and I trust your judgment. I really trust your leadership skills and your ability to make good decisions. It was a tough call because I had a lot of things going on. I got to do a TED talk coming up this week. I had to put, so it was very tough for me to do this, but I took your judgment. I trust your judgment. Sometimes, I was listening to Bill Gates talk the other day, and Bill Gates said something I'll never forget. He said, everyone needs a coach. And I'm like, wow, Bill Gates said everyone needs to go, everyone needs to go. So he said, when you're playing the game, you can't see everything. So I trust you as a coach, and I took your judgment, and you were right. It was just, the tournament was made for me, and I'm going to come back next year, and I'm going to win it because I see some things I can do, and I can do better.
Well, that's kind of flattering coming from you because you've been one successful in your own right, and you've been featured in many different media outlets, and you've been very successful at what you're doing. Can you tell us some of the recent projects of Be Someone? What are you doing these days?
Well, U.S. Chess Federation called me about a week ago, and they said they're going to put my work on a cover of December issue of 2015, so I got that going. And I have a TED Talk that I'm doing October the 17th, so I got that going. So God is good. They're still working on a movie script on my work, and just I've trained 40,000 kids. My goal is 1 million, and I won't stop until I get to 1 million. We got to teach young people brains before bullets. Think it out, don't shoot it out. So I'm teaching young people, get your head up, get your pants up, get your grades up, and the big one, never give up.
Mm-hmm. Now this Millionaire Chess Open, obviously it's in Las Vegas, and there's a lot of activity going on here. What has been your overall impression of the Millionaire Chess Open in terms of the environment, the atmosphere, and perhaps some of the people you've met?
It's the best thing I've ever been to. They have a best dress competition, and I'm pretty sure you won one of those because you were looking like $1 million. But I love the fact that people are looking sharp here. It's very professional, and Maurice is doing an amazing job. I just thank God for what he's doing, and I want to see what I can do to kind of help him promote it in a bigger way, because this is the best thing I've ever, this is the best tournament I've ever been to. So thank God for you for telling me about it, and Maurice and Amy is doing an amazing job, and I love to work with them in the future and see what we can do to take this to a whole nother level.
Do you have any particular memories or something that kind of sticks out in your experience here, in a game, or whether somebody you met, a conversation, or maybe some place you've been? Did you do any, did you go out any? While you was here?
Didn't do any sightseeing. I think I was blessed. A guy tried to sacrifice a knight on me in one of the games, and I ignored the sacrifice and checkmated him with a knight. It was 2 knight checkmates. So okay. I never checkmated anyone with 2 knights before, so I thought that was kind of cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually had a chance to do that in a game back in the World Open with no pawns. It was just 2 knights and a king, and but I missed my opportunity, and sometimes I kick myself. But so you ended up with 5 out of 7, and you actually had a pretty good payday as a result. So that I'm pretty sure that's going to be reinvested back into Be Someone. Any new projects that you plan on spawning off?
Yeah, I got a free workshop that I'm doing December the 19th in Atlanta, totally free for the community, just giving back. I'm always giving back, want to help our young people be a champion. And James Edge, a white teacher, taught me chess. 30 years ago, and he taught me 6 magic words I'd like to share with you. The 6 magic words was take time to think things through. And I think if we just tell our young people that and to be someone, I think we'll win. Now, you know, Abraham Lincoln, his mother, her last words on the planet to Abraham was be someone. And even though Abraham had failed many times running for public office, Abraham Lincoln took those 2 words, be someone, all the way to the White House. So my assignment in life is to empower young people to be someone.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned a TED Talk. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is and how that is structured and how we could actually watch it?
It's going to probably be online, TED Talk. I can Google Orrin Hutson and TED Talk. But it's going to be October 17th. It's restricted to 100 people. And I think it's 100 people can come. And it's going to be in Atlanta. And it's an 18-minute talk. And it's going to be get in the game, life is chess. Something like that. Get in the game. Get in the game of life. Get in the game of life.
I think one of the things that's good about what you do in inspiring children and adults is the fact that you are active. You're an active player. And with playing chess, there are lots of lessons that you learn by playing. And it also teaches you something about the inner self. And you know, those lessons kind of come out. Some of that comes out in your talk. Did you learn any lessons, particularly in this tournament?
Yeah, I got to slow it down a little bit. I saw a winning move, and I moved my rook up 1 square more than I should have, and it got forked between that. And if I had just moved it up to A2 instead of A3, it would have been okay. So just got to slow it down a little bit. I hadn't played in a tournament in 6 years, so I'm kind of rusty. But next year, I'm going to come back with a vengeance, and I think I'm going to win it the whole thing next year.
Well, it's interesting that you some of the things you're saying, slow down. That's what you tell people, to slow down, make decisions, don't make rash decisions, and those are pearls of wisdom. Is there anything that you think could improve the exposure for chess to show the public its value? Because chess is still struggling for sponsors. It's still considered a game for geeks, which, of course, that's an outdated stereotype. But what do you think is something that could bring chess to the next level in terms of exposure?
Well, it takes people like, see, you are a journalist, and you know chess, and most journalists don't know chess. So it's hard to kind of pitch the idea to people who have no idea. Let me give you an example. When Bobby Fischer died, ABC News called me and go, oh my God, you answered the phone. And I go, why? What's wrong? They said, we heard this famous person, chess player, died. We thought it was you. We're like, the media has no idea about chess. They thought, by the vision, I'm famous. I'm like, I'm not famous. I don't even know how to move the pieces. I said, there are a lot of people that are stronger than me. But the media are not aware. So right. What we got to do to get it on TV, we got to, number one, we got to cut it down. We got to play a game in an hour. If we cut the time control down, it'll be TV worthy. But it can't be TV worthy when you got paint drying. TV is not going to get behind nothing that's paint dry. They want to see pieces flying. So game in 25, game in 30, game in an hour, hey, you cook them all. I think the ideal thing should be a game in 30. And that way TV will jump on it. And that way you got to do your preparation at home. And that way you see pieces flying, but media is not going to put anything on TV where you got paint drying. You know, it's not exciting. We got to make it exciting. We got to make it fun. That's why I bring my life-size chessboard. The media loves it. And I'm going to be on TV next week when I get back in Atlanta because I got things going on there. So just the media love it when you got a life-size chessboard and you engage in it, you got movement going, and it's not paint drying. That's what we got to do.
Well, you know, the popular thing that's trending now is with that life-size chessboard to play bullet chess or speed chess on the life-size board. So you got people running around, moving and hitting the clock. That's something that probably kids would enjoy very much. Well, in terms of this tournament for the 3rd edition, I would imagine Las Vegas has been a good place for the first couple of years. Would you like to see it go to other cities and maybe even Atlanta?
I'd love for it to be in Atlanta. I was telling Maurice, I said, if you get it to Atlanta, I can use my connections, get TV and I can make a big deal out of it because I got connections in Atlanta. And if he bring it to Atlanta, we can really rock it because he can take advantage of who I am and what I stand for. And the media loves me. The media is my base. So I have a base for the media. And, people think I'm a master. I tell people all the time I'm not a master. I don't have a title. Pharaoh had a title, but Moses had a testimony. All I have is a testimony. My testimony is a white teacher in an all-black high school took time to teach me to think, and I'm living my dream. He purchased me a book, and he told me he helped me because he got in trouble, and he promised his daddy he would pay it forward. So I thank God for my life, for someone who took time to teach me to think things through.
Well, on that note, we'd like to thank you for your time, and we look forward to bigger and better things. Be someone, and we'll see you next year at Millionaire Chess.
Thank you, Dame, and thank you for inviting me, and thank you for telling me to come get this free money. So I honor you. You're the man. Appreciate you.
All right. Okay, this is Dame Shabazz in Las Vegas, and we're signing off.